This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M. Last name is Sorrell, S-O-R-R-E-L-L. Date of birth is 12-14-1944. Date of evaluation is 12-16-2022. HPI history page complaints. Psychiatric follow-up and management of schizophrenia and to assess efficacy of current medications. History of present illness. This is a 78 years old male who is well familiar to our service. I reviewed patient's chart. Patient was recently hospitalized, probably for chest pain, and readmitted on 12-6-2022. Patient's chart indicates that he was discontinued of Ingrezza and Risperdal and started on olanzapine. Staff reports that olanzapine is non-covered medication and requires pre-authorization. Otherwise, it would cost facility more than $2,000 per month for patient's prescription. Apparently, these changes were made in the hospital. During my evaluation, patient was resting in bed. He was not very talkative and would not respond much to my questions to assess his mood, cognition, and did not seem to be in any distress. Overall, his physical and cognitive impairment has gradually progressed. Review of system, no change in body system except as reported above in HPI. Please bring for psychiatric history, social history, history and habits forward from last visit on October 5, 2022. Current medication, Remeron, 15 milligram HS, and olanzapine, 10 milligram BID. Next paragraph. Mental status examination, general, somewhat disheveled demeanor, resting in bed, motor movements, no abnormal involuntary movements observed because patient did not open his eyes and seems to be sleeping, gait not tested, mood, unable to assess thought processes, periods of confusion, thought content, no spontaneous reports of any thoughts or harm to self or others, perceptual disturbances, does not appear to be hallucinating, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent seems to be impaired, judgment and insight, memory seems to be impaired but not tested. A fund of knowledge, unable to assess judgment and insight seems limited. Assessment plan, paranoid schizophrenia. Plans, it appears that olanzapine is not covered by patient's insurance company. Start patient back on Risperdal 0.5 milligram QHS. Period, he has taken Risperdal for years. Without any issues with the insurance company. Upon further review of patient's chart, it appears that a switch from Risperdal to olanzapine might have been done by a medical team even prior to recent hospitalization. Number two, major depressive disorder, single episode unspecified F32.9. Plans continue mirtazapine 15 milligram HS to improve patient's mood, sleep, and appetite. Mirtazapine is a continue. Mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS as prescribed to improve patient's mood, sleep and appetite. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Period. Patient seems to be declining. Period. Monitor changes in mood, behaviors, and notify our service when indicated. Period. Long-term prognosis for improvement is guided. Procedure code 99309. Under supplemental administrative check on side effects of risperdal, mirtazapine, risk benefit statement based on findings of my assessment. Above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.